57-0, a complete, suffocating shutout of Kent State. If you think that was the ceiling for this South Carolina offense, you haven't been paying attention to who is calling the plays in Columbia.
It wasn't just the scoreline, Jessica. It was the tempo. We're talking about an offense moving so fast that Kent State couldn't even get their defensive line set before the snap. This is a new era under Ken O'Briles.
And we've got Towson coming to town tonight. It's an FCS opponent, but let's not sleep on the challenge. We're breaking down the matchup angles, the injury report, which is clean as a whistle, and why Lanora Sellers might be the most dangerous quarterback in the country right now.
Appreciate it.
Now, let's get to it. Segment 1. The matchup and storylines. Jessica, you mentioned the score, but what's the real story here? Is Towson just another body in the win column for Steve Spurrier's successor, or is there a trap door here?
Right.
And the key is that this isn't a trick play. Kendall Briles has installed a system that relies on pace and spacing. When you force the defense to hurry up, you create mismatches in the secondary. Kent State looked lost. They were chasing shadows. Towson needs to do the same thing, but can they? Coleman had 4 carries for 77 yards and 2 scores. 18 yards per carry. That's absurd. Against an FCS team, if South Carolina establishes that run early, they can pull the starters out and let the depth chart breathe. But if Towson sits back and plays prevent, Sellers is going to pick them apart. That's always the risk in college football. But look at the leadership. Sellers is embracing the pace. He told ESPN he's raising his standard of play every single day with Briles. You don't get that kind of buy-in unless the players are excited. And Donovan Murph? 2 catches, 92 yards, 2 scores. He's finding the soft spots in zone coverage. Communication breaks down when you're running full speed. If the Gamecocks can sustain drives, Towson's defense will be gassed by the third quarter. That's when the big plays happen. We saw it with a 60-yard run by Coleman. That didn't happen because they broke a tackle. It happened because they beat the defense with speed before the linebacker could fill the gap. Confident. As long as they don't try to manage the game instead of dominating it, Briles wants points. He wants momentum. If South Carolina plays with the same energy they had against Kent State, Towson doesn't stand a chance. All right, stick with us. We're going deeper into the player matchups and the injury picture next. Don't go anywhere. Huge relief. In a season this long, availability is key. So, let's talk about the units. Offensively, it's clear. Quarterback Lanora Sellers, running back Jabri Coleman, and wide receiver Donovan Murph. These 3 carried the load against Kent State, and they need to repeat it. It translates to explosive plays. Sellers doesn't hold the ball. He gets it out in 3 steps or less. Towson's defensive backs are used to slower-paced defenses where they have time to adjust. Sellers won't give them that luxury. If he hits Murph on a post route or finds Bennett in the corner, those are 20-plus yard gains immediately. Minimal. Anthony Addison had a sack, which is great for the defense, but offensively, the protection was crisp. Only 1 sack allowed against Kent State, and that was late in the game when the outcome was decided. Against Towson, if the line can maintain that leverage, Sellers will have all day to look for his receivers. Not at all. That's the beauty of this offense. By spreading the field with 5 wide sets, you open up running lanes. Coleman is a home run hitter. Augustov is more physical between the tackles. Fuller is versatile. Having multiple threats prevents defenses from keying in on one guy. If Towson focuses on Coleman, Augustov eats. The defensive line is hungry. Rocco Nickel got a sack for Kent State, but South Carolina's pass rush was relentless. We need to see if they can contain Towson's run game. If the Tigers try to establish the run early, the Gamecocks linebackers need to be disciplined in their gaps. Leverage is everything. Let's do it. First key to the game, pace. South Carolina needs to dictate the tempo from the opening kickoff.
No jadel, no delay.
Force Towson to match their speed. If South Carolina slows down, Towson might have a chance to organize. But if they keep the gas pedal down, the Gamecocks win easily. Absolutely. And third key, special teams. Max Kelly kicked the extra points, but did you notice the 2-point conversion success? Maurice Brown too caught a pass for the 2-pointer. That's coaching. That's execution. Special teams can swing momentum. If South Carolina dominates the special teams phase, it adds another layer of pressure on Towson. I'm sticking with 58-10. I think Sellers throws two more touchdowns. He's too comfortable in this system. And I predict that Jabri Coleman rushes for over 100 yards. If Towson stacks the box to stop Sellers, Coleman will break loose. It's not just bold, it's statistical. 40 carries for 77 yards is an average of nearly 19 yards per touch. If he touches the ball four or five times tonight, that's a century. Plus, the offensive line is opening holes wide enough to drive a truck through. Historic might be an understatement. This looks like the beginning of a very special season for the Gamecocks. The chemistry between Sellers and Briles is clicking. The talent is there. The motivation is high. Go Gamecocks. Let's bring it home.
See you next time.
That's the Beatline Podcast Network, America's number one in sports. One team.